Glastonbury. Just to finish the programme, it delivered another stunning lineup over the weekend, including the headliners Stormzy, The Killers and The Cure. The legend slot in the afternoon was a very emotional Kylie Minogue, Stephen's favourite, that one. She fought back the tears as she finally got to play Glastonbury's Pyramid Stage 14 years after cancer forced her to cancel the headline slot.
This is really hard. So, the story is, in 2005, I was meant to be here on this very stage. And circumstances meant that I didn't make it, but I was watching from Australia. I wish so much I could be, I wish things were different, but life is what it is, right? We're all here together in this moment.
I just can't get you out of my head.
Oh, she was incredible.
So emotional, just to hear her talk about it being the biggest crowd she's played to was mind-blowing. You're just so connected with her.
The way that so many people came to the stage just shows that actually she's someone who can appeal to everyone.
Absolute legend. Absolute legend. Love of my life. Love her. She did the locomotive and all of that sort of stuff, and it was just really positive, like amazing dancers, confetti everywhere. It was just like highlight of the festival by far.
She was absolutely incredible for her age, because I'm the same age as her. It was just awesome. There's no way on earth I'd be able to dance in shoes like that, not even walk in them.
She got very emotional, didn't she?
I thought she was going to cry.
I think she did, didn't she?
Did you?
I think so.
So, did you watch it at home yourself? Maybe you were there, or maybe on your way back. 030-30-80-55-55. Let's speak to Northern Ireland's number one Kylie fan, Paul Martin. Good morning, Paul.
Oh, that's always lively. Good morning.
Are you a fan? I should say as well, as a disclaimer, that you are having this conversation in your Kylie replica gold hot pants.
Well, I wear those every Monday morning. That's a well-known fact.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, look, do you know what I'll say about it? If somebody had told me 20 years ago even that Kylie Minogue, you know, from Stock Aitken and Waterman would have headlined Glastonbury, and by the way, not completely mess it up, I'd have been absolutely shocked. But she played a blind last night. There is so much love for this woman. It's the ultimate story, isn't it, after her cancer diagnosis and how she's come back and, you know, faced her adversities. And just put on a bloody good show last night. Good fun. Wasn't taking herself too seriously. A flawless performance, and to win over Glastonbury, by the way, is a very tough thing to do. You two play Glastonbury, and they absolutely died on stage, and Bono admitted it himself after. He said it, you know, just didn't really work for us. It's a very hard thing to do. She pulled it off.
Have you ever been yourself?
Yes, unfortunately.
See, it looks like it looks fantastic when you're there and the sun is shining, but it would be my worst nightmare to be there in the mud, in the rain, sleeping in a tent,
you know,
not able to wash properly. And
there's no five-star hotels on site, which really annoys me. So I'm a bit of a lightweight when it comes to these things. But yeah, I have been. I went to see Blur, who are, to me, the greatest pop band of all time, for sure. Everyone has their Glastonbury moments. I definitely, you know, I think Jay-Z was a massive moment, wasn't it, a few years ago when he became the first, you know, black rap artist to headline the festival.
But just because we're as always tight for time in this programme, but Stormzy, he got a bit political, as does sometimes happen at these gigs, and he had a message which we'll not repeat for Boris Johnson.
He did, but you know, these things have always been politically driven. Glastonbury is very much like that. I remember Damon going out on stage from Blur the day after Brexit, we voted for Brexit, and he gave a Matt Rousey speech saying, you know, we can still change this.
Okay.
Little did he know.
We'll have to leave it there, Paul Martin. Short and sweet. Thank you very much.